So Maggie has found out about Riggs and Meredith, and we're going to talk about it all coming up.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
First time hearing the song, but I really liked it.
I've listened to other songs of hers. She's really, really good.
I think the lyrics tie into almost every situation of this episode.
Yeah. I love it.
Hey guys, I'm Lanisha. Thanks for checking us out. And tonight, it's just me and Karina here. Yeah.
Small panel
tonight. Shannon is out, Kelly is out, and Tim is out. But you're rocking with us tonight. You can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Lanisha_33.
And you guys will find me everywhere on Instagram and Twitter at KarinaXBRGS.
Yes. So I want to get into, like, Maggie Riggs and Meredith and everything, but it's so much of that. I kind of maybe want to start on the lighter things or, you know, stuff that didn't have too much going on. The patient, Mary...
Yeah.
And her boyfriend?
Dennis.
Can we just talk about them for a second? Like, how, like, lovey-dovey he was and the nicknames. Like, oh Puddin', oh, Love Bug, oh, this, oh, that.
Didn't they just, like, meet each other online?
Yeah, online, and it was only a few months. I guess I shouldn't judge. I'm so single.
Yeah, I'm saying.
I should be happy when people are in love, or maybe it's a little bit of my jealousy, but I just, like, they were so into each other and so in love, but then... There's a little twist and a little turn because she's in the hospital because she's sick. Mm-hmm. They don't know what's going on. And then they realize she has worms in her intestines. It's gross.
Yeah, and it's not just one worm.
Yeah,
it was like, a nest.
Oh my gosh, it was so many. I had to turn away at one point, like when they were taking them out. I was
spaghetti.
It did look like spaghetti. I was right there, like kind of looked like noodles.
I know, I
kinda
did.
Kind of like some Thai
maybe
noodles.
They
more
used that. Maybe.
But no, don't say that because now I'm not gonna want spaghetti. But also, like, with going back to, like, their relationship, like, it's kind of new and fresh, and they seem to be so into it, but then a little thing like this is something that was going on with her and something wrong with her, like, the guy kind of wanted to flip out and leave. Like, he was really freaked out. His name was Dennis in this episode. He wanted to freak out, and he kind of was like, oh, I need to call your mom. Yeah. When he found out what was wrong with her, I need to call someone, like, just to get out of the room. Yeah, I can't say just to get out of the room. How do you feel about that with, like, relationships that move quickly? Do you think they also kind of sometimes can end quickly?
Yeah, and I think also because it was new, and so she had all these worms and stuff, and he was like, oh, like, that's kind of disgusting. Like, she's been having these worms since we started dating, so he kind of felt like, I don't want to be with someone who has all these worms in her stomach.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess, but it's kind of sucks. Like, it sucks. You've been talking to this girl, and you're getting to know her, and then all of a sudden you're going to bail on her when things get weird,
right because they didn't even get your stuff. They just got a little weird, like, and then she accepted that though, when he, because he does come back, and he came back, and she's like, oh, it's okay.
Yeah,
like,
because maybe she understood that too.
I guess
that, like, I guess it was like kind of weird. I have all these worms in my stomach, but they weren't like bad. It wasn't something serious that she was dying or something, or then that would have been messed up,
right? Just left. Just like, oh, okay, you're on your deathbed, I'm out. Like,
yeah,
that'd be weird,
I guess. She understood.
Mm-hmm. And I think they used these two characters as a little kind of like a segue or a little like door opener for April to be able to talk to Weber.
Yeah.
Because Bailey, she's on this mission, as we see, to get Weber and Catherine back together.
Yeah.
You know, so she kind of puts, like, April's on the surgery with him. Like, okay, you have some time. Talk to him. Like, try to get him, you know what I mean, to open up. So he kind of, April used the situation with Mary and Dennis to kind of, you know, talk about that. Like, oh, well, he left right away. Maybe he didn't leave. Maybe that he can come back and things like that. And then Weber is just like, he picked up, like, you know, you're trying to talk to me indirectly. Okay, I get it. You know, but, and then when he said something like, well, maybe he didn't know so much ugliness was inside of her.
Yeah.
Like, and kind of speaking of Catherine with how she's handling everything and kind of how she threw him under the bus a little bit with Minnick. You know, Minnick and all that stuff. So, like I said, I feel like they just kind of use that, like, as a segue and a door opener to kind of talk about that.
Yeah.
But...
And I'm glad they also did it kind of in a funny way, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a very light scenario within all of them, with Bailey being all funny and, like, you talk to him.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to be, like, a not matchmaker,
yeah,
I guess.
Like,
but, like,
kind of,
mediator. Yeah. And so, I like that also they put, like, April in there, too, because we don't see really April with Bailey often.
Right, so right. We don't.
That was funny.
Yeah. To see, like, their together. Little, yeah, their little dynamic. And then, like, she kind of then jumping to Catherine's side of it, like, mm-hmm. when she made Bailey realize, like, you guys are very similar, yeah. you know? Like, you guys are very, very, you know, she kept emphasizing that. And then Bailey picked up on that, too, and was like, oh, you're right. You know what I mean? Like, she's in a situation where she's married, mm-hmm. her husband works with her and for
her. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz yeah. TV or its owners or principals.
So, just almost lost my thought. Yeah. So, yeah. So, so they're really similar because, yeah. You know, Bailey's husband works for her. In a similar situation with Catherine because she kind of, you know, owns the hospital and mm-hmm. things like that, you know, with the board and everything, with being an Avery.
Yeah.
So she kind of tied that into it to say, look, you know, you really kind of don't know how to handle this, though. You know, we're similar in that aspect, but I've been here, I've been married to him for a while, mm-hmm. and I know how to balance both. Because then we think about it, like with Catherine and her ex-husband, they didn't have a good relationship, yeah. you know what I mean? And then at that time, he couldn't handle his name by himself, his power alone. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, you know, a woman having, you yeah. know, that power over him, he just couldn't handle it. So that's not something that she's used to. Because even Bailey mentioned, like, you're not used to being married and married to a real man, mm-hmm. you know, to someone who you are kind of equal to.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to kind of respect that. So when he pushes back on you, like, you have to be able to compromise and be open to talk about, you know, the things and the problems that you guys mm-hmm. have. Because before, like... Because in the end, yes, Richard and Catherine, you know, they end up together, mm-hmm. end up back together and start talking again. But there was a moment where they walked past each other in the hallway
yeah,
and they didn't even speak.
That was so sad.
It was so sad. Uh-huh. They didn't say anything to each other. I thought it from that moment it yeah. was done. I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess they're breaking them up.
And they've, like, been one of my favorite couples yeah. on there. But I actually really like that with Bailey's expertise as, like, being divorced and stuff, mm-hmm. I like that they kind of had her talk to Catherine mm-hmm. because since they are really similar, they both think they're always right.
Right, yeah.
It's kind of good to have Bailey talk to her and say, you know what, like, you need to listen to me. And mm-hmm. at the end, she was like, ma'am, Dr. Avery.
Right.
I
was
like,
that was kind
there was
funny,
like still
yeah.
like some respect mm-hmm. there. And so I felt like that's why also Catherine took her advice mm-hmm. and went and talked to Weber and was like, you know what, I was wrong. And she said
yeah,
she was
said,
wrong.
Yeah,
and I was like,
apologize.
Wow.
That was a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I was like, Catherine never apologizes, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So it was really cool to, like, see that she took her advice
yeah.
and ended up being together.
I know, right? That was so sweet.
They cannot break up.
They can't.
I would not be
I
able
didn't
to handle
want,
that.
I was so sad when they walked by each other and they didn't even look at each other, didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. There was, like, a little, like,
so much
okay.
tension.
Yeah. And I was like, is this really happening?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm glad that April was able to kind of tap into mm-hmm. Bailey to make her realize, like, how to get through to Catherine. Because mm-hmm. then, you know, we know that April and Catherine are kind of close.
Yeah.
So she has that insight to kind of say, like, well, I know what would work for her, mm-hmm. what would work with Catherine, how to get to her, how to get yeah. in her head and hopefully turn things around. And then that's what Bailey did. So I'm happy about that.
Because
I couldn't see Catherine and Weber breaking up. That would just make me sad.
Mm-hmm.
But another patient that was in this episode was Veronica, and she's a past patient. She's been on the show before.
Yeah.
She's pregnant and has cancer. Her story was very, it was touching.
It was very touching.
But it was sad at the same time. Yeah.
They had to, like, remove the baby, but, I mean, at least mm-hmm. he survived.
Yeah, the baby survived, because that was one of her things. So in the past episode that she was on, it was, like, I'm not sure if she found out she was pregnant, but she knew she was pregnant and that her chemo would possibly harm mm-hmm. the baby. And, you know, so she knew she'd rather save her child's life than to save her life. Because mm-hmm. she also knew, you know, stopping the chemo would affect her life term.
Yeah.
You know, but she's, as a mom, I'm not a mother, so, like, mm-hmm. I don't get it, but I admire it. Mm-hmm. And I see how beautiful it is to really be so selfless and,
yeah.
like, want to give for your child. Like, you want... Instead of, you know, ending, because in a situation like that, they can end a pregnancy and it's okay
mm-hmm.
because they want to save the life of the mother. And most of the time, most women are like, no, save
yeah.
my child. You know what I mean? So, and then the situation with her and her best friend, I guess, slash boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kinda,
I don't know. It's kind of confusing.
They were best
there,
friends, but then towards
yeah.
the end, she said how
yeah.
she actually loved him, which mm-hmm. was even more sad because
yeah.
it was like she wasn't able to tell him.
Right.
That, you know, she loved him
mm-hmm.
and that he had always loved her.
Yeah, he loved her so much.
To always remember
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
So sad.
No, that was. But, and also, like, so she goes through with having the baby because they had to, like, let's have the baby early because now her cancer has spread. And so also a part of her delivering the baby, well, having the C-section for the baby, going, you know, through some type of a surgery, she didn't want to be resuscitated. Yeah. She would ask for a DNR. And also within the, always women just always being able to look out for, you know, other people because she didn't want to tell, I think, Jer, I guess his name is Jerry, but she called him Jer. I think she called him Jer for short. But just knowing, like, he would try to stop her and he would just have all these, you know, conflicted emotions, like, I want you to live, but I also want, you know, the baby to live and things like that. So some people may look like she made the choice for him, but like she said at the same time, he won't understand it.
Yeah.
And it's what we kind of, what I have to do that's best for everybody, which, like, that takes courage,
it really does.
And a lot of faith in a situation that everything will be okay with the two of them because now it's just him and the baby. So, but like I said, that was just like a really touching, I got really emotional during
those scenes. I did too. Especially when they did the flat line and you heard it for a really long time.
Yeah,
I was
they
like,
did leave it a while.
Oh my gosh. And then the way that they framed, like, the scene with it going, like, from the top and just seeing her flatline there, it was just so emotional.
It was
so sad.
But also with her situation, we see Amelia, and we see her at one point kind of caring, because I wrote down, like, in my notes, when she didn't want to tell Jer, when Veronica didn't want to tell Jeremy about, you know, her DNR. And Amelia looks so concerned, like, well, why not? Why don't you want to tell him? Why don't you want to share that with him? Or maybe she was conflicted within herself because I'm thinking, like, well, sweetheart, that's you.
Yeah.
You know, holding back from Owen, not, you know, really wanting to tell him things. And you finally, you know, come back to work and then you finally talk to him and things like that. But to me, it's like, how can you look at her with this concern? Or I feel like, for me, I know that's the way I took it. Like, she looked like she was concerned of why she didn't want to tell him. And a little judgmental of Veronica, like, why are you doing this? You know what I mean? Like,
when
you,
like, she doesn't take her own,
like,
advice in
same,
a way.
Yeah, you're doing, like, the same thing. So I didn't understand that. And then towards the end, she was there for Veronica. She kind of, like, because Arizona still wanted to push and kind of wanted to reverse the DNR. And Veronica's like, no, this is what I wanted and this is why. And then so Amelia just was like, okay, you know, calmed everything down and just was with her. You know, while she passed.
What I got out of that was, you know, Amelia was being, like, comforting her and, like, saying, okay, this is your decision. And I felt like that kind of also went part with Amelia because she wants Owen and everybody to understand, like, her decision to, like, not have children or, you know, what she wants to do with her body. So I felt like that kind of connected in a way that she wants to support her the way that she wishes others supported her. In her decisions with, you know, her body and her not wanting a child. So, I mean, I guess I kind of understood then why she got so emotional in that sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I didn't really look at it like that, but that makes sense. And then, because she was definitely very emotional, and we see her in the elevator, and then the door opens, and then magically Owen's, like, just right there. Like, why wasn't it, like, Meredith or someone? Yeah. But he's just right there to comfort her and be there for her, but, like, oh, Kelly, I miss you. I wish you were here to share this frustration with Amelia because I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, because I didn't understand the whole elevator scene with them just hugging. And then Owen looked kind of, I don't know if he looked kind of mad or if that's just how he was like.
Yeah, his face, like his expressions, they're kind of confused. Like, are you upset? Are you concerned?
Because then he walked out of the elevator like nothing, just, you know, leaving her there crying. And I'm like, I didn't understand it.
Yeah,
that.
Maybe hopefully next episode they will go into
clear that
some
up.
More. And because I definitely didn't get it. And we both looked at each other like, okay,
like,
what?
like, where did Owen show up?
Right. And what's that? Okay, you hug her and then you walk. What are you guys doing? But so I at this point, I want closure on their relationship.
Same here, before the season finale, for sure.
End this or do something with it.
Yeah, either they're going to be together or they're going to break up. Like, they need to tell us what's going
to
happen.
Exactly. Something. We need to figure something out. Let's get to the juice.
Yes, the biggest part of the episode. Meredith
and Riggs.
And Maggie. The love triangle.
Right.
Not a score this time.
Right. Just a triangle. Just the three of them. So they come back from the incident on the flight. Mm-hmm. And there's a big press conference because, of course, they saved, you know, a few lives. Mm-hmm. So there's this big press conference and Maggie's recording. And then she notices how Riggs kind of is very yeah. supportive of Meredith and kind of, you know, touching her shoulder. On the shoulder and lingering there. Like, mm-hmm. And then Meredith kind of, they had a little gaze at each yeah. other. And then Maggie noticed that. And then Meredith noticed Maggie noticing.
Yeah.
So I just want to say, because I predicted that Maggie would be a brat about it.
Yeah,
when
you
she
did.
Found out.
You
yes.
did.
I was and like, she was. And she was. She was such a brat about she it. I mean, so I'm stubborn. Not. Yeah. It's okay for her to be upset. I just think the way she reacted, it was yeah. like, you don't want to talk about it. Then when you do want to talk about it, you want to talk about it in front of everyone, like at the lunch table with like, Karev is there and other people are sitting yeah. around. And Meredith's like, we can talk about this. We can go somewhere and talk about mm-hmm. it. But she definitely was like being a brat.
Yeah. yeah. And I just loved the way the episode started mm-hmm. with Meredith kind of just like, practicing what she was yeah. going to say, because you saw how much Meredith cares mm-hmm. for her relationship with Maggie, so she wanted to say all the right things.
Yeah.
And Maggie was, I kind of felt bad for Maggie in a sense where she, you know, was so, she's like the supportive sister, you know, yeah. like, you're going to do fine, you know, up with the camera yeah. recording her and stuff. But yeah, it just, I mean, I felt bad for Maggie, but she was very stubborn mm-hmm. when it came, because, I'm forgetting the name.
Riggs or
no, Meredith.
Meredith.
I'm like, I'm forgetting the name. Like Meredith wanted to talk to her, mm-hmm. you know, and she wanted to have an adult conversation and explain to her exactly what happened between her and Riggs. Mm-hmm. And Maggie was just not listening, no. and it was so frustrating to me because mm-hmm. I'm like, just let Meredith talk, right. and she'll explain it to you. Mm-hmm. And so she was just acting really childish.
Yeah, like, even if you want to, if like I said, you can be upset, so maybe you don't talk to her. Mm. That's fine. Maybe you do little snarky things, but like I said, the way she, you want to, now you want to talk about it in front of everyone. And then also, I guess she took Meredith's OR, her operating room.
Oh,
first.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I was in OR3. Oh, well, I took it. That's what we do, right? We yeah. just take things.
Oh, that was so rude.
Like, right?
So rude.
Like, for me personally, I would have gotten upset at that mm. moment. I couldn't have cared about her feelings anymore in that moment. Yeah. Like, okay, you're just going to be a bitch about it. Like, come on, let's talk like women, let's yeah. talk like adults, okay? So her feelings to me would have been like gone out the window at that mm-hmm. point.
And even when they were sitting with Karev and she was like, so you joined the Mile High Club and stuff like that, and I was like, why you gotta say things like that in front of him?
Yeah, like, know? Either like, we're gonna talk about it or we're not.
Yeah.
So it's my patience is short. I like only have so long or so much empathy for you
yeah.
before it goes away. So what do you want to do here? Uh-huh, you know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, clearly you can tell I don't have sisters. I have brothers, so we just probably fight about it, and then it's like
same.
It's over. Yeah,
I have a brother. I don't have a sister, so yeah. it's not much of a drama. I
right?
Guess.
Yeah, it's like I don't have time for that. Like, make up your mind. But what was another thing that she did that I wrote about? So they do finally talk, mm-hmm. you know, but it's like Meredith had to force that on her. And she really called her out. She's like, stop being a jerk.
Yeah.
And I like that about what Meredith did. But she's like that, though. She will call you out and she will call you on your stuff. And mm-hmm. I like, she was like, okay, stop being a jerk, because that's what you're doing. Be upset, but like, you don't have to act out like this, you know?
Yeah.
And so they were finally able to kind of talk about it. You know, they both got emotional, you know, and we could understand where Maggie was coming from, you know, because she felt lied to.
Yeah.
And then I think it was just like even more of like a stab in the back for her when she found out it didn't start on the plane.
It started in yeah. Owen and Amelia's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I know that was phenomenal acting, first of yeah. all, from both of them, mm-hmm. you know. But yeah, I felt really bad because she said, you're like the last, you're the only thing I had
yeah.
left.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh,
yeah.
like that is true. In no
kind
sense.
Of. Why does she always forget, like, leave her dad out, though?
Well, I guess we haven't also seen him.
Yeah. I mean, I know, like, Meredith may be the only one she has there, like in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I feel like they need to tap into the relationship with her and her dad,
yeah.
her adoptive dad.
Yeah.
Because, like, she just always, when her mom was going through, you know, her surgeries and the whole cancer thing, it was like, he wasn't really talked about until the end when he finally did show up and then he was there for her. But I just feel like she always kind of acts as though he doesn't exist.
That is true.
You know?
Especially what happened to him, I thought.
Yeah, like,
I thought
he just
we might.
Came. Right,
yeah, I was
yeah.
like, wait a second, he did come. I was mm-hmm. like, I thought they would show him.
See,
at
you,
least.
You forget, or you feel like he doesn't exist. We feel like he
yeah.
doesn't exist.
Well, maybe,
like,
yeah, because they don't tie him into.
They really
I guess,
don't.
Yet.
Like, he came to support her when the mom passed, and then that was that, and then he left. Because we thought maybe at that point they may mm-hmm. go into a little bit more of his character and their relationship.
Yeah.
But they kind of didn't. They leave us hanging. And then when she says things like that, like, you're the only thing I have left. It just, it leaves me, like, I'm confused about her guess, Maggie's relationship with her dad.
That is true. And, I mean, well, Amelia and her, I guess, aren't
that close. Yeah, I guess they're not that close.
I guess it's more of the trio, but it's, like, Meredith, I guess, is, like, the head of it, I guess, in a way.
I guess she's, like, the center of it. Yeah. And they're both, like, because they're related through Meredith. You know what I mean? Because if it wasn't for Meredith, then the two of them wouldn't probably have
crossed paths.
They don't really have much in common, but like besides working at the same hospital, like that's it. Yeah. So without Meredith, they probably wouldn't have the close relationship
that they have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. But it was just, I felt for Maggie in that scene, but then when she kept on acting childish, I was like, girl, I don't feel bad anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Right? But yeah, I felt for her too. And also when she, because like I mentioned, she had to find out that it didn't start on the plane. It started before that. So when she was saying like, I poured out to you, like I told you how much I liked this guy and all these things, and you had slept with him, you know what I mean, like you were involved with him and you knew how much I liked him, like you should have said something then, which I agree with, and I can understand how that, you know, but that's the whole point of like, well, let's talk about it, don't just act out, like let me know how you feel, because yeah, that is hurtful and that is a betrayal of some sort, like yes, you slept with this man and I'm just sitting here listening to you, you know, pour your heart out about him.
Yeah, so. I think Meredith should have told her sooner than this. But then also, I guess, her decision to not tell her and then all these things happening, her mom getting sick and everything. I guess, in a way, you understand where Meredith is coming from, where she had to wait until
the right moment
or, like, a better moment to tell her. So I'm, like, in the mix of both. I'm like, Meredith should have said something earlier, but then you can't blame Meredith for not telling her, because like,
things were piling up. Yeah, so. And it's like she doesn't want to add fuel to the fire. Mm-hmm. Like you're already down. You're already going through things. I don't want to add to that. Like she said, you're like, you're my sister, you know. Like so, in a sense, it's like. And then Meredith is older, so in a sense, it's like I want to protect you. I'm going to be that big sister, you know, for you. Because it took a while for Meredith to get to that point. You know, even when she met Lexi, it took her a while to be that protective, you know, type of sister. And then she was, and then she lost her. So it's like. She has an, you know, almost like another chance, you know, with Maggie. So it's like, I want to do my best with you and I want to protect you.
Yeah.
And it's like, it may not always come across like I am protecting you, but at the end of the day, that's what I'm doing.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. And then towards the end, when they were, I guess, kind of made up in a way, I don't know, I felt that Meredith, when she said something, if something along the lines where, it's like she's not going to let a guy get in between them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, well, so is she now picking Maggie over Riggs? Mm-hmm. So is she not going to give Riggs a chance? You know, that left me a little bit confused. Mm-hmm. I was like, but I mean, yeah, family over a guy.
Yeah.
But then I hope that Maggie, it ends up being okay with ends. It's like, okay, Meredith, if you're happy, then that's what should matter.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm hoping Maggie will eventually do.
I think, hopefully. I don't, because she ended up going out with her, I think she's, you know, starting to let her guard down about that, and she's not as upset, and then hopefully she will be open to that idea, because I think Meredith is coming from a place that she might put him on the back burner, because now that she's, you know, come to terms with it, and kind of has accepted that relationship with her and Riggs, I don't think she now would just let it go right away.
Yeah,
I think she would, like, yes, I want to make sure that you are okay, and you're okay with this. But I am going forward with this, you know? So I think in this moment right now, it's just like, okay, now my focus is you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If it gets, I guess if it had gotten really bad, then maybe she would have to make a choice. But since Maggie decided to go out with her and Amelia, you know, have a good night, girls' night out. I think it's just more so like on the back burner. I'm going to make sure you're good, you're okay.
Yeah.
But just know I'm going to go ahead and get me some more of Riggs. You know what I mean? Like later on.
Later.
You know, a little later.
When things... settle down, I guess.
Things calm down.
Yeah, I feel
bit.
Like Maggie, hopefully over time, she'll kind of come around.
Yeah. So. We need a new love interest for her. Like, to take her mind off of some things,
she really,
you know?
She hasn't had one.
She,
really.
Yeah, DeLuca, but that was like, because of what I was going to say, she needs someone challenging, you know what I mean? Because DeLuca, he's cute and everything, you know, but he was an intern and she kind of, she always was like on the fence about the relationship and she was never really too comfortable with it. By the time she got comfortable with it, he was over it.
Yeah.
You know, so we need a new love interest for
because
Maggie.
I remember she was with somebody that then got engaged. Remember that? It was like the very beginning when she first came onto the show.
Oh, yeah. It was like one of her from like where she was from, right? Yeah. Like a friend or something, yeah, like that.
And that he really got close. Married. Yeah. And mm-hmm. so she was like, oh, okay, yeah. Well.
But I think, and that was, that just goes to like Maggie's innocence. Like, because I think they were really good friends, or they might have had like one moment, if I remember right. Yeah. And she just kind of was like hopeful because of their relationship. Yeah. And then it was like a slap in the face, like, you're engaged now. Oh, okay. You know, but it was one of those things where it still wasn't like a real, like the real deal, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, she needs to, give her a little bad boy. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? To tap into like all those things her mom suggested she do. Like, where's the bad boy for Maggie?
And like, at least she could get over Riggs and could be happy.
Yeah, get her someone hot and bad. Like, yeah. That's what I want for Maggie. I feel like we have covered everything. Do you think we missed anything?
Not really. We should do some predictions.
Yeah, so I was going to say, let's do predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
You want to go?
My predictions. Well, it's not a prediction, but I am hoping Maggie gets somebody. Yeah. But what I predict is, like, since we're getting so close to the end of the finale, I feel that we're going to start looking more into Minnick and her situation of being there. Because there has to be, I guess, an agreement or a final thing as to what they're going to do with the internship and things like that. And what's going to happen with Weber? Is he still going to be that? Because I feel like right now, that Catherine and him are kind of getting back together in a way. I feel like that should open up the questions or a conversation as to what's going to happen in that perspective.
Yeah.
And then also I still want Joe. Like, I want them to.
What happened to that?
Yeah. Like, I thought we have like 3 episodes left and they haven't even brought him into the show. So I'm kind of confused because they said it was going to be towards the season finale. So,
well, we have hopefully. What 3 or 4 episodes left, I believe. So I guess maybe
this was 20 or 21. Yeah, this was 20.
This is 20. Okay.
So yeah, we have like 4 episodes.
So maybe. So we still have some time for Joe's husband.
Or unless that's like the bombshell.
Maybe. Oh yeah, it might be towards the end to leave like a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For season 14.
My prediction is that Owen and Amelia will officially, like, move on. Like, because I do believe, like, they have, like, kind of ended things. So just, like, totally, like, kind of separate. Let that, you don't need that lingering, like, oh, but I still care. No, because we're grown. If you guys wanted to be together, you'd be together. You figure out your differences and you would make it work. So let's just have them separate all the way together. You know what I mean? Like, we don't, like I said, we don't need that lingering, like, that you know, they see each other in the hallway and they have that stare, that awkward elevator moment. Like, I don't need any of that. So, so either next episode or by the end of this season, they will, like, officially, like, cut ties. Yeah. Or, like, Kelly kind of hinted, or if Amelia is leaving, then maybe that's how that will happen. Like, well, maybe I need to go to another hospital or, you know, something like that.
Do you think she'll leave?
I might want her to. So I'm just going to
I might want her to leave too.
Yeah,
I do like her character, but and I understand why they brought her in.
Yeah,
because Derek died.
Yes, I understand why they brought her in.
And I mean, I do still think she plays a role on Grey's. Mm-hmm. It's just I want them to do more with her character and Owen. If they're not going to be together, have them separate, start new lives. Mm-hmm. Give Owen somebody who wants a child and will make him happy. Because I feel so bad for Owen.
Like, why are you guys torturing Owen so much? I feel like that's torture.
I hope that towards the end of at least this season, they kind of give us more on the relationships. Because April and Jackson, what's going on with them? Minnick and Arizona, DeLuca and Joe and Karev, you know, all of that. It's like, I need a little bit of closure before the season ends, you know?
Yeah. So. Like, I want to, I definitely want them to tap into Jason. That's not his name, like, at all. Like, not even his real name. But Jackson and April, I do want them to kind of get back into their relationship because they kind of left us hanging. Like, they had the night in the hotel and, you know, they kind of came back together or, you know, at least for that moment. And then it's like, okay, nothing. Was he? He wasn't even in this episode, huh?
Only April. You know, he's like, he came out a little bit. Like, it was like a couple lines. I think it was when he was talking to Maggie and he was like,
oh yes, oh, that's right, it was okay. Grazes, that's right, it was like really quick, yeah, and like really short, but so yeah, so hopefully they tap back into that. Actually, you know what, I think I want them to get back together.
I do too.
Yeah,
I'm a so big, hopefully, big, yeah, big Boba.
So hopefully, yeah, they can work that out and get, yeah, them back together.
I want all the relationships to work. Yeah, I really do.
Except for Owen and Amelia. So all the Grey's and their Grey's Anatomy characters, yeah, relationships all work out except for Owen and Amelia. Oh. And we'll all be happy, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So happy. And Joe and Karev, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm confused for them.
Yeah, I'm confused for them too. I'm not like, oh, they need to be over, yeah, with. I think it's okay for them. They went through a lot. It's okay, yeah, for have them to still be working it out. Mm-hmm. So I'm okay
with
that.
If they don't end theirs, yeah, like, or
if they drag it to the, yeah, next season, like, I'm okay with that. Yeah, me, yeah, too. I'm totally okay with that. All right, guys. Thanks, you guys, for hanging out with us tonight. And make sure you join us next week. Once again, I'm Lanisha, and you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Lanisha_33.
And you guys can find me everywhere on Twitter and Instagram at KarinaXBRGS.
And hopefully we will have a full panel next, yeah, week. See you guys later.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.